This is RNIB Connect Radio, and it's a big day today. RNIB are launching a new product in the UK. It is the Orbit 20 refreshable braille display. And with me on the line now to talk about it is Claire Maxwell, Senior Product Developer at RNIB. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning.
Good to have you here. Tell us, for those who don't know what the Orbit 20 refreshable braille display is, explain it for us.
So, the Orbit Reader 20 is a 20-cell braille note-taker stroke reader. It's been designed primarily as a standalone device to enable people to read their braille on the go. So it works by loading your content onto an SD card or by connecting it to a smartphone or a device. Your Windows machine, your Apple, whatever it is that you happen to have, and allowing you then to read commercially available titles as well through apps like Kindle, iBooks, etc. So, as I said, by connection, it connects via Bluetooth or USB as well. So it does all of those four things.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of things it can do. And you know, what's interesting about these displays is I think a lot of people thought, as I did for a long time, that it was just a keyboard. It was like a note taker. You know, you could just write notes with it. Whereas this thing, you can actually connect to, like you say, an iPad or a Kindle. You can connect it to those devices and use those devices, read books, for example, in Braille, which is absolutely brilliant. It makes the world a lot more accessible.
Absolutely, because there's still only 7% of the books that are available commercially are actually available in Braille. So this opens up a whole new world for Braille readers, and it makes it more portable, which is a fantastic thing. Because actually, we have on this device at the moment, I have 232 volumes of Braille, which takes up less than 10% of the 4 gig SD card that's in there. So that gives you some idea of how much it can actually hold.
Yeah, so I mean, basically what that is that's about 15 postmen with hernias, essentially. equivalent, really, isn't it? I mean, you know, I know because I used to get my catalogues in Braille years ago around about Christmas time from RNIB, and I remember the postman really wishing I would stop getting those catalogues. Because, you know, Braille is such a... A lot of people think, and I know this is the case, a lot of people think people don't use Braille nowadays or it's less used than it was. And that may be true to some degree, but I think part of that is down to the fact that there haven't been affordable Braille displays, that the technology hasn't been available to many people. The Orbit 20 reader changes that, doesn't it?
It does change that. I mean, the Braille note takers and Braille displays have been around for a long time. But I think that the big point really to mention here is that the Orbit Reader makes that more affordable. So it's, you know, whereas before you were paying for thousands of pounds for a device, you're now only paying hundreds of pounds, which, you know, yes, it is still, you know, a good chunk of money, but it's a lot more affordable to people.
Yeah, so let's talk about price, because this, you know, I mean, we say affordable, it is affordable in comparison to other Braille displays, as you say, in their thousands of pounds. It's still a considered purchase, but certainly a lot less than those larger and more expensive displays.
Absolutely. So it is available for £449, but Connect members will benefit from the discounted price of £399. So you can see it is significantly reduced, you know, the cost of refreshable Braille.
And just a point on the quality of the Braille, and I don't want to get into too much of the specifics here because people will try this for themselves, they'll make their own decision about it, but from my understanding, and I haven't tried one of these yet, but friends of mine in America who have used it say that the quality of the Braille is excellent, and that is something which on a refreshable Braille display is hard to achieve. And I think when people hear, well, it costs less, they might think the quality is less, but actually the reports are the Braille quality is in some cases better.
Absolutely. So the Braille is what we call signage quality. So I don't know if you've ever been out and about and you felt the Braille on buttons and lists and things. It's very, very firm to press down on. I've actually got an Orbit here in front of me and I'm just going to do that. And pressing down on the dots here, they don't move at all. So they're very firm They're very much very raised up. So for those who may struggle with sensitivity as well, that is a fantastic point.
It really is. I mean, that is fantastic to see that, you know, the Braille has been considered. And this was just to sort of widen this out a little bit so people understand, because one of the questions we've had here at RNIB Connect Radio for a while now is, where is the Orbit Reader 20? Is it a myth? Is it a thing of legend? Because we'd heard about it. We'd read about it. We even had seen it appear at trade shows in America and in other countries, and it had never appeared here. It's finally arrived. What's taken it so long to get here? What's the journey been for this product?
So you're absolutely right. It has been made available in America and other countries ahead of the UK. But there were some issues with the quality of the pins. And we at RNIB wanted to make sure that we were producing a quality product, and we wanted to wait for the right time to do that. So we've waited, we've done quality checks and testing to ensure that the product is as good as we can make it before we sold it to our customers, because we know that our customers want a quality product. You know, it is more affordable, but we still want to have that quality, and we don't want to sacrifice that.
No, definitely not. Well, the price, $449, or if you're an RNIB Connect member, and why wouldn't you become an RNIB Connect member now? Because you can get it for the price of $399, which is excellent. Is it available to buy today? And if so, where from?
Absolutely. So it's available today on our website, on our shop, at www.rnib.org.uk/shop. And it's one of our featured products on there today.
And if people aren't too good with the website yet, because, you know, we're not all great at these things, you know, can you call up the RNIB helpline, for example?
You can, yeah. Our helpline are ready and waiting to take your call. So if you want to give them a call on 0303 123 9999, they'll be ready to help you.
Fantastic. Claire Maxwell from RNIB, Senior Product Developer. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.